All right, welcome back to Plotted. This is Ashlyn.
I'm Jana.
And we are going to talk about today is Squid Games.
Oh, the Netflix sensation.
Exactly.
Actual Netflix sensation. I think I said that for He's All That, but I actually mean it this time.
Yes, the whole world is buzzing about it, and we understand why. Oh my God, it was so good. So if you haven't watched it, listen. Pause this thing. Go watch it. It will literally take you 2 days because you're not going to do anything else.
And unless then come you're back me. And
listen. Unless you're Jana.
It took me like 2 weeks. But I also
You had a watching partner, though. You had to wait for someone.
Yeah. Well, no. I had to emotionally recover. Trigger warning, obviously. Like, if you know anything about it, it's super bloody. It's super emotionally, like, scarring, I guess.
Yes, people die. A lot of people die. It's like Game of Thrones. Hunger Don't be Games. Attached to anyone.
It's and Hunger Games. Yeah.
Yeah, except you actually care about the characters.
Right. And I also suggest watching it in Korean because the dub voices did not match the people and it bothered me.
Oh.
So I watched it in Korean and I liked it.
Yeah, I watched the dub version. The dub version does sound kind of stupid, but
yeah,
it lets me do multiple things at one time.
Yeah, see, that's why it took me so long because I was like, I have to focus and read.
Right. So, let's go ahead and get started. So, around this point, it's spoilers.
Spoilers.
Okay, so, let's talk about... If we had to sum up the plot in 3 words, what would we sum it up as?
Bloody games, big money. That's 4 words. My bad.
I would take that.
Okay.
Blood games, money.
I gotta say, like... I honestly, it was hard for me to sympathize with some of the characters. Like, I did, because...
Which one? The main one?
No, all of them. Because, like, you know they're in bad situations. You know they need the money. But they chose to come back. Yeah. And then later, in the second round of the games, they're like, we shouldn't do this. It's wrong. And I'm like... No, you knew what you were coming into the second time.
Yeah, you came
like,
back.
I could have given you a pass if this was a one-time thing, but you guys voted and then took the effort to dial the number and go meet the van driver.
Yeah, like, and plus you already saw, like, what, hundreds of people die from the first game, and you're going to be like, it's going to work out better for me. No.
Right. Like, it killed me, that scene where the guy and his wife...
Oh my God, that was
like,
stupid.
We need to stop. This is wrong. And I'm like, it is, but... You came back, well, knowing only one of you was gonna live.
And all, yeah, for real, why not just one of you go?
Right.
Why both?
Make a sacrifice.
Exactly. And I mean, I guess they thought more than one person would win.
This ain't Hunger Games.
But this, yeah.
You can't pull a PETA and Katniss.
So then why would you both enter if you know one of y'all's gonna lose?
I know, it made it so hard for me to, like, sympathize with them. I love number 67. I felt like she was solid.
Oh, she was solid.
But, like...
I understand why she came back. She didn't really have a choice.
Right. But, like, Gi-hun and Sung-woo, I was like, you guys, you're very compelling characters, but I don't... Like, I was invested in the characters. The characters were written great. I just... Gi-hun. Some of the times when they were like, oh, feel sorry for me, I'm like, it's really hard for me because... Your priorities are... You're not
the
good people.
The main character... I was watching it with my mom, because me and her watch a lot of stuff, and she was like, his character literally can't do anything right.
Right!
Like, literally can't. Like, he gets money. He makes money at the gambling horses or whatever, and he loses it because
right.
he trips.
Oh my gosh.
And even in the first game, he still messes up and falls, and someone catches him.
Yeah.
She's like, he literally can't do anything right.
No, my dad texted me... I think after watching the Glass Bridge episode, he was like, literally, Gi-hun is just surviving by the skin of his teeth. He doesn't need any talent because he just lives. And I was like, I kind of hate that.
I mean, honestly, I understand why they made the loophole. So it's like, so you won't be like, oh no, they're trapped and they're all dying. It's less tragic that way.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get why they did it. But I understand why you're like, I don't feel that bad that you're dying because you chose to.
Right. It's not like the Hunger Games where they volunteered.
Yeah, or they didn't. Oh,
sorry. My bad.
Except for like the rich capital kids and
Katniss. Yeah, they're like, I want to commit murder.
Yeah, they're like, I want to win and be famous.
Yeah.
I don't even think they get money afterward. No, they get set up for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they get some extra money to their district. It's been a while.
Who even
but,
knows?
But then, like, at the... Like, I guess towards the midpoint, I was rooting for Gi-hun. Like, it's hard not to.
Well, he's the main character.
But then at the end, when he's about to get on the plane to go see his daughter, and he chooses
not to.
He chooses to go back to the games.
That's
and so I was like,
stupid. Okay. He was like, I had to stop this from happening.
I'm like, bruh.
So you're going to abandon your daughter
right.
again.
I'm like, your priorities are not straight, but we knew that.
Again, my mom was like, he literally can't do anything right.
Right.
Go to your daughter and live your life. You finally have money to provide for her and right. to live.
Or when the old guy confronted him, was like, literally, you won all this money and you're not even using it. And I was
he
like,
he waited a whole year to go help the other people.
Yeah.
But I also, the one thing that did kind of irritate me with Squid Games is that the farther you got into the games, the less and less the games actually mattered. It was just more about
yeah.
killing each other. I didn't like that.
Me neither.
Like the whole marble, it started with the marble game. So it was like,
yeah.
just figure out a game and play it. I'm like, that's no fun. I need rules.
I did love the tension in that episode.
No, I did like that they had to play against each other.
Yeah, and I wanted that, along that line, I wanted them to introduce more characters with, like, specific skills. Like the glass bridge, when they met the guy who was like, I've worked in a glass factory my whole
yes.
life. I was like, dude, could we not go around in a circle and be like, well, I'm a doctor, I do this, you know? And
yeah.
kind of have strategies.
And then the whole glass bridge thing. Like, let's talk about that.
That's not even
how
skill.
Rigged. How rigged was
right.
that?
Right.
It was
like,
oh, you're the first one. Obviously, gonna die.
Right.
If you're not the last four players, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
Or the last three. So it's like, what would the point was that? You should have just
right.
lined them up. And I'm sorry, but like, you
yeah.
know, it's like, might as well just kill them before they even do the glass
right.
thing.
Right. Oh my gosh. Or they should have, again, if they had like talked it through. And obviously, there can only be one. But I feel like it would have been more tragic if, okay, we know this guy knows glass, so let's put him first. But then that still gets sabotaged somehow.
Well, they would have turned off the lights earlier.
Well,
of
that's
course,
true.
if he wasn't like, I know glass. Like, be a little subtle about it.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, I think he's figuring it out.
Yeah.
I think so, too, how he's looking at it. But, and then how 67 died.
I literally had to take a day. And I watched it at work.
Why?
That was a mistake. Because I was like, I was on my lunch break, and you and my dad and, like, my roommates have finished it. So I was like, I need to watch the show. And I watched that episode, and I was like, that was a mistake. And I literally came downstairs when my coworkers was watching it, and I looked at him and I was like, I need some time to recover.
Well, I mean, like, how she died and the guy killing her, that was just heart-wrenching.
Right, no, it was that, because you knew she was gonna die.
Well, and, like, how is it that she dies not because of the game, because of a stupid glass shard?
Right.
That makes me mad.
Yeah.
It could have been anyone.
Also, I had to take a breather after the marble game when she and that other girl met.
Oh, yeah.
And they, like, really connected. Because I looked at my dad and I was like, LGBTQ power couple? And then she got shot.
She
and I was like, never. It's Clexa all over again.
And then you texted me and you're like, I had to take a break because the old man died too. And I was like,
I knew that old man was up to something, but honestly, that first episode when he was like, I'm having so much fun, I was like, this my man. Like, he's just, I couldn't tell if he was screwing with everyone, which he was.
He was, but I didn't realize, I honestly did not think that he was, I thought he was just kind of like, I'm old, let's wing it, you know, so I was
right.
like, okay, nothing to lose.
That's what I was thinking, but also like.
Which was true, that's it, that was his attitude.
Right. I just didn't make the connection between the host not being available.
And the owl head, I honestly
yeah.
totally forgot about that whole scene.
I remembered it, but I was like, okay, where could the host possibly be? Who?
I'm so bad. Usually I'm like, oh, that's important. I saw it and I'm like, that's important. And then like, I was so swept away
right.
with everything else,
I totally
forgot about it.
Maybe you did too, but at first I saw that and I thought, oh, the black mask and that guy, like, they're one and the same.
No, I knew.
But then later he was like, oh, our host couldn't be here. And I was like, oh, you're just an underling. But I did.
You're just an underling peasant.
I did call that black mask was the guy's brother.
I called that too.
Because I was like, oh, he's gotta be.
And I was talking to someone, they're like, I had no idea. I was like, okay, but when they went into the filing room and he saw that he won, I was like, obviously he's not playing the games again.
Right.
Where else can he be? And he's not a Red Soldier because they're irrelevant
right.
most of the time.
It would have been interesting if they showed people playing the games again. Like, repeat players to get richer and richer.
No.
Like, if they became obsessed with it almost.
Yeah, but then, like, I feel like the risk is too high.
Yeah.
Because, mostly because of that glass bridge.
Right. Also,
so
people
stupid.
People are insane, though.
They would do it,
like,
though.
There are people who would do it.
But so you make billions on billions of dollars. But I don't know how.
I mean, billions in Korean money, but I'm not sure.
I'm not sure how that translates.
I don't know how the conversion is
I really
either.
Do feel like Korean money would be worth more than American money, though.
I don't know.
I don't think so, but I really do. Like, we're poor. We're very, yeah. very poor. But I did like how the more people died, the more money you got. And then yeah. that brought tension later when everyone started trying to kill each other in their sleep.
Right, because that was the incentive.
Yeah, and then the old guy's the one that stopped all of them because he was like, y'all doing this too fast. And he probably got scared.
I was honestly, okay, that scene was really intense. But then, okay, this is really like a small detail. But I was so, I loved how the bunk beds were set up. Like, it was so, yeah. Honestly, it was so satisfactory looking at it. Like, all of my senses were like, yes, this is perfect. And then the fight happened, and they destroyed the bunk beds, and I was like, no! They're so organized!
I need order!
And I'm not OCD, but just something about the scenery, I was like, it's perfect. And then they're like, let's build barriers. Like, no!
Yeah. And then that one annoying girl, what was her name?
I don't remember her name, but I know who you're talking about.
Like,
I love that she was, I mean... I was very irritated in the moment, but her character was written so well that
it was.
I hate her.
She was like a Karen.
The scene where they're in the bathroom Ew. And she like gets the cigarettes out, and I was like,
oh yeah.
Oh,
you were talking about a different scene.
Oh yeah, there was that scene, but no, when she's got the cigarettes out, and then 67's like, yo, I'm gonna climb in the vents, and she's like, okay, I'm gonna fake constipation, I guess.
Yeah, she did very well.
And I was like, she went in flux for me because I was like. You're so irritating. But then, like, she provides those, like, comedic moments.
Well, she does, and then also, she really was helpful in some things.
Yeah.
And also, it's just, I mean, she's a survivor, so she was just going with whoever right. was going to help her.
I was very surprised they didn't choose to kill her off when she didn't get picked for a team.
I'm not that surprised, because their whole thing is based off of equality, oh. so it's like, we're not going to kill you
yeah,
for
very
not being picked.
Yeah, screwed up. Equality.
And also too, they could spare a player. They already killed that
That's
one guy.
That's true, yeah.
I feel like this is a very Survivor moment where it's like, oh, we voted out. No, it's Hell's Kitchen. They already voted out someone, so they're not gonna vote out someone else. Yeah, that's definitely a Chef Ramsay move.
Right. Oh man. I enjoyed it.
I would have done
some things differently, yeah. like in terms of the games. Just because I have written, and I think we've both written yeah. stuff like this before.
Or at least read a lot of stuff.
Yeah, my first published short story is like 24 people die in the first two pages because of these games.
Yeah.
That they're playing in a hotel. And I was
just,
so.
The last three you know. Games, it was just more about killing people and not actually playing the game. So I think the reason why everyone was drawn in, because it's like, oh, these are games that we can all play.
Right.
And at the end, it's like, nah, I'm going to die because I ain't strong.
Like, right. Or I'm going to die because I can't cut a cookie.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one, it's like you could kind of figure it out. But it's like with the glass thing and the marble, it's like.
Right. It's like, well, I guess I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, let's talk about, what was his name, Ali?
Oh, Ali, yeah.
Yeah, he was my favorite.
Okay.
I will say he's my favorite.
Going into that episode, the Marvel episode, like, they're pairing off, and my dad just happened to say, like, oh, what if they're actually, like, pairing off to kill each other? He was like, that's a risky run with teams, and then that's what happened, and he was like, I told you.
I didn't see that coming.
I didn't either until he mentioned it, and then I was like, oh.
Right when they were like, okay, you gotta get the marbles from your other player. I was like, what?
I didn't trust Suwon.
I hate Suwon. From the very beginning.
He was a very smart player.
I mean,
but,
he came to win.
Right.
I mean, like, honestly, I think I lost my trust from him whenever they were cutting the cookies and he
yeah.
knew exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, I'm just gonna keep that to myself.
Right. Definitely making some choices. Also, just the, like, kind of resentment vibe that he and Gi-hun had, like, the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, he resented Gi-hun for
but
some reason.
But they're in the same spot, which I
right.
really like that, though, because it's like, oh, look, super successful, but he was also a stupid person in the end.
Right.
Like, no matter how successful you are, you can still make
right.
bad decisions and be in the same spot that someone else is.
Also, how awesome was it, when, or awkward, I guess, when they're doing the marble episode, and the old man turns on Gi-hun and goes... Oh, so you think I have dementia or something? Or, like, how stupid is it that you were trying to convince me that I said this when I didn't? And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. He was like, you were trying to trick me the whole time. Now you're trying to do it again? He's like, what?
Like, Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I thought that was great.
I know.
My dad was like, you had to have that moment where you got caught. I was like, yep, you can't just get away with it.
Yeah, because I guess they want him to be morally conscious throughout the whole thing.
They made him more, like, the most moral person other than Ollie.
Yeah.
And poor Ollie, like...
I know.
He died. He died because Suwon killed him. He straight up killed him.
Yeah. I guess there's going to be a season two, right?
There has to be.
We never... I mean, I believe the detective is not dead because I need to believe that.
Well, he was shot in the up shoulder, yeah. So I believe he's alive. And he could swim.
He was very cute.
He was very cute.
And then they never explained about...
Die.
Right. They never explained about the soldiers. Because remember when they unmasked the first one, they're like, you're just a boy. And then my dad was like, they treat them like prisoners. Like all the employees.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
I don't really know.
I was like, I kind of want to know what...
Or how they recruit them.
Right.
What if that's season two and they show how they recruit them?
I would like that.
That would be really cool.
Mm.
And I really did like the side story, too, of them, like, selling organs. I'm like, that's very realistic.
Yeah.
Very realistic.
It was gross.
It was gross, but I was like, listen, if it's, like, there's all these dead bodies, we're obviously here to make money. Why not do... This is black market stuff.
I felt so bad in the second episode. You know how it opens up with the coffins? I didn't realize they were coffins at first. I just saw the, like, pink bow on top, and I went, oh, it's a present! And then my roommate looked at me and went, not the kind of present you want. And I was like,
oh, no.
Oh, it's a body.
What was it whenever, that guy killed that girl, the first one, outside the games, the mean guy, killed the girl or the other guy that said that he stole food? Remember?
No.
The very first one that died outside of the games.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, they came, the soldiers started to storm in and were like, oh, we about to get got.
And they're like, we just here to watch. Fight, fight, fight.
But we here to watch, and then here's your casket. And then they added money.
When Gi-hun was asking for a paramedic for number 67.
Oh, yeah, they came in. I was like, oh, no.
I didn't believe for a second they were coming to help her.
I
was like, they're going to come in with a casket.
And then I was like, I saw the casket and I was like, oh, she died out of, what is he doing over there?
I know, right? It's like, he's got a knife.
I was like, oh, she died from her wounds.
Nope.
I was like, nah, you just had to stab us in the back one more time.
Stabbed him in his sleep.
Honestly, I would have. But I'm worried. And then at the end, he was like, we can both make it out of this. It's like, don't hungry him, sis.
You know, I know. I was like, you guys are not in love.
Yeah. And then the other guy killed himself. And I was like, because he knows. He's like, I respect Sang-woo in that moment. Because he's like, I'm doing this to get my mom out of debt at this point.
Right.
I'm here to help her. If I obviously am not going to win, someone has to. And then he was like, save my mom. He's like, okay. 1 year later. You suck. So
also,
bad.
Like, Gi-hun couldn't catch a break. Like, when he got home, his mom's dead.
Yeah. But, sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. That's just my laugh. And then my other thing, too. So he saved the brother, right?
Yeah.
What about the mom?
Oh, yeah. He just, like, dumps the brother, the cash, and the mom all in, like, one little pot.
I know, but not her mom. The girl's mom that's in North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
He never went back for her.
Gi-hun...
He does everything half-assed. He doesn't do anything right.
It's true.
Dang.
Honestly, like, that first episode, it took me a while to get through it because it was so slow at the beginning. And I'm like, okay, I know we're establishing character, but geez.
My mom stopped watching it at first whenever they threatened to cut the arteries in his nose.
Oh,
mom
yeah.
Mom was like, nope, I'm out. I'm like, they don't actually do it.
I think they should have started with the game, and then maybe flash back to, how did we get here?
That would have probably worked. I think...
Record scratch, my name's Gi-hun. You're probably wondering how I got myself in this situation.
This is like, what is it called? Megamind, when he's falling through the air.
Yep.
But then I guess it would die.
It would be a little more comedic than scary.
Yeah. But, I mean, I kind of like that it was, like, slow, like, oh, you can make money off a game. So it's like, oh, okay. And then it's like, red light, green light.
Yeah.
I was like, it got serious real fast. What happened?
Red light, green light with guns.
Yeah, and a very creepy doll. I was talking to one of my coworkers, and he was like, I've never played red light, green light. And I was like, what childhood did you grow up in?
Right. I was like, well, you would not be getting any money. No,
yeah.
Sir.
I was like, you cannot move. I think if I had to choose other games, what's another game?
Bingo.
I was waiting for like hopscotch or something.
Yeah.
Oh, or the jump rope.
Jump rope. Jeez. Oh, double dutch.
Double dutch. It's like, you don't know how to do it. Don't mess up.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know, even some of the stuff they put on like Survivor where it's just an endurance game. Because that's a little more skill based than crossing a bridge.
And Survivor too, it's like, it's skill, but it's like if you... Like, for example, Survivor has this thing where they put, it's like a, what's it called? It's like you get a ball and you push it through, like, a track, and you have to catch the ball before it falls off the track.
Yeah.
And then you keep going and going, and you time it, but then you have to add more balls as you go, so then it's like you have to keep track of all five.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so, and that's usually when they pick the finalist. So it's like, it's a good one, because it's like you have to have endurance, and you also have to... like, mentally sharp.
Yeah.
And I feel like they should have done that for Squid Games instead of been like, okay, kill each other.
Or the last cross a bridge.
Yeah, and it was... And I just didn't like that last rule that they put in where it was like, you have to win the Squid Game, the last game, and it's like, you either win by putting your foot in the thing or when the other person dies. Like, oh my God, how are they gonna fight to the death? Like,
right.
That didn't help anything.
You just made it worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta say, I liked the first few episodes more than the last few. And I know where you get all the plot stuff, but I was more encapsulated and captured by the stories.
And the games.
And the games.
Like, because it was tug of war and then the sugar cookies.
Oh my god.
That was kind of, I mean, that was cool.
Tug of war was cool, but
if
I was
you
like,
notice, if you replay it, all of them are locked into the rope except for the first character. He doesn't have
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he could have survived.
I did. Okay, when they showed it, like, from afar when they first are introduced to it, I was like, why can't you just let go of the rope when you're losing? Like, I didn't realize.
Oh,
I didn't realize. I was like, well, I would just simply let go and be
Jana's
fine.
Like, I wouldn't play.
Right. Like, I'm losing. Just let go of the rope.
Oh, what if they did arm wrestling?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Or they could do tic-tac-toe. They could do thumb wrestling. Like, there's a lot of
kid games. I really wanted
games.
Su Won to just, like, I just wanted to be like, screw you. Because you remember that one game where he's like, we need teams of strong men. I think that was tug of war.
Yeah.
Because only men, no women or old people. I was like, please be a game where women and old people are good at it. Just to be like, hit.
Well, we had the clue where it was like, you're going to need strength because the position, so I was like, dang it, he's right.
Right. No room for misogyny in this house.
Yeah. I did like how they kind of talked about that, too, in the movie, in the show, about, like, women versus men, and then, like, the women and old people, but mostly women.
Because there's only one old person.
Yeah, honestly. I think there was a couple other ones, but not really. And they're like, we don't want women on our team. And they're like, fine, whatever. Like, we're going to do our own team. Y'all suck.
Alliance.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of, like, other games I would play other than the stupid Marvel game and then the glass. How is that even a game?
Pick up sticks.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Monopoly.
Jenga.
Giant Jenga is fun. Not when you're gonna die, but like it's fun.
If
in
it was with bricks, I'm just saying.
Or I guess Southern what is it called? When you throw the bean bags into the hole. Is it cornhole?
Oh, cornhole.
Cornhole, yeah.
Oh my god. Well, because the glass bridge, I just don't see that as a game.
No.
It's just a torture device.
Right. Like, I could see that in a Saw movie, sure.
Yeah.
But not in this.
Yeah.
Because that poor guy who picked number one. He was immediately dead.
Oh, yeah. Like, two steps in.
Yeah, we're like...
No, one step in. Because they're
he only made it once.
And that
like,
one.
Well, moving on. Next. And
the main character of the bag was like, this is great.
Right.
I picked a good one.
I'm good.
Yeah. So, any rewrites, or would you keep it as is?
I mean, I think what we discussed, like, I would change the games. Yeah. But I think I'd keep the character deaths and the way that the characters are written.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was the games.
And I think the only reason why they let the main character go back instead of see the daughter was because they wanted it to keep going with the same character. I would not have done that.
No, I would do a new round of people.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And then at the end, like, or I would do, like, a couple seasons where it's new people. people, and then at the end, all the three leaders or winners, like, team up and take it down.
All the past previous winners come back.
Yeah, and then it's like a whole reunion, and everyone's excited.
Revival season.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I couldn't get over how the VIPs were, like, almost all exclusively American. There's, like, one white Russian guy in the Korean version. I don't think it was in the English version. Oh. Ooh. Yeah, because it was, like, a bunch of Americans and then, like, a Russian guy.
Weren't they all white, though?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm sorry. America.
Yeah, the room they're in. I was like, sleazy.
That one guy? The old...
Yeah, well, just all the people painted, like, animals and trees.
Yeah!
And
I was like, this is very sketchy.
I was like, this seems kind of like slavery.
Well, that's kind of what they're doing, in a way.
Or, yeah, when he was like, I'm gonna have sex with this guy and then murder him.
And I was like, I don't think he was gonna kill him.
Well, no, because he was gonna be... He told him, like, if you take off my mask, they're gonna kill me. And
oh! Like, well... Yeah, that's very true. And then he was like, well, we're gonna do that anyway, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, he was gross. I'm glad that... Didn't he, like, kill him? Or did he just knock him out?
He just knocked... He got everything he needed and knocked him out. Mm. And then left.
That was just a nasty scene.
Yeah.
That was very gross. Very scarring.
Yeah.
But
it was good. I liked it.
But it was... what they did it on purpose, though, because he needed information. It wasn't like a rant. Again, sex scene with a purpose.
Right.
Was to get him alone so he can get information out of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I was like, I understand why you did that. Of course, not all sex scenes have to be for information. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Only.
Yeah. It was like, you didn't scar us for life for no reason. I understand why the writers did that.
Yeah.
But, any last thoughts?
Don't call random numbers. Like, yes. If they give you a card with Xbox symbols on them. Or not, PS3 symbols.
PS3, we're being specific.
That's all I could think of. They were walking around the triangles and the circles, and I was like...
I have learned money is the root of all evil.
That's true.
And don't go into debt, or you'll die.
That's true. It's a fact.
It's very fact.
Don't gamble.
Don't gamble.
I did. I liked the parallel they made with the racehorses and the Squid Game.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Because
at the beginning, I was like, oh, they're, like, betting on them. Like, he was betting on horses at the beginning.
Oh, my God.
And then later, the old guy was like, you bet on horses. This is the same thing. And Gihan was like, I'm not a horse.
Oh, the fact that the old guy was actually the one behind it, that was crazy.
Hmm.
I was not expecting to see the old guy again. When he got the note and he was like, come meet your best friend. I was like, yeah, it's not his best friend. They're like setting him up. And
yeah.
Then he was alive and I was like, what the heck?
You put me through so much trauma, old man.
But that only shows that whenever someone dies in a show or series or movie, they're not really dead until you see a body.
Right. That's why I have hope for the detective.
Yep. Did we see a body?
No.
Nope.
We saw some splishy splashes.
And they never found the body.
They did not.
So
they literally saw him fall and went, okay, he's dead.
Yeah, and then the brother shot him. Like, he's like, this is totally cool. Like, what the heck?
There's no love here.
I kind of wish the brother would have went with him, though. The cop would have went with the brother.
Yeah!
Yeah, it's called behind the scenes. Like, what, you supposed to go undercover? This is the most undercover thing you can do.
Right.
Someone did not think this through. Instead, he was like, I'm morally obligated not to take your hand. It's like, just think it through, Jesus.
Spy! Super spy!
People have done worse to get information.
Right. Oof.
Yeah,
but I liked it. Go watch it. I would recommend.
Definitely recommend. 10 out of 10 would recommend.
Very cool. Tell us what game you would have died in. For me, it would have been the cookies, because I don't have a steady hand. Despite being an artist, I don't have a steady hand.
It would have either been the tug of war or the glass one.
Everyone had died in the glass one.
Yeah.
But you get to that point, you're already dead.
I'm not very strong. I hope I have a delicate... I feel like I have delicate hands to do that.
Right.
I think you would, too. You're an artist.
Yeah.
Artists are more careful.
That's true, but my hands are shaky. And if I didn't die there, I'd die in the crazy assault scene where they were stabbing everybody in the dark.
No, I would have hid. We would have been in a corner. I would have been like, nah.
The corners are where they go first.
Oh, I would have, like, found a little hole and just, like, curled
up
with
a knife.
Get on
the top of the bunk beds with the old man.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's actually pretty smart. Unless they... No high ground, because they can drag you down.
Mm.
I would have...
But Obi-Wan taught me the high ground is where you want to be.
I'm not very, but I don't balance very well. I would just fall.
I would probably die climbing up there. Well, there she go.
I'm like, oh, what if they had dodgeball?
Ooh, that would be fun.
That would have been
crazy. Really bloody. Like dodgeball, but with spikes on the balls.
How would they throw it? Like right whenever it hits them.
You gotta put your hands.
More hot potato.
Oh my god.
The more, but it's like lava.
It's to make like an American version and just have all these really stupid games we played as a kid.
What if it's Uno?
Uno. Reverse.
No, first you. Draw two. Like,
you don't even have to have a twist for Uno because by the end of Uno, you already want to kill each other.
Yeah.
You get a +4 played on you, like, you've broken a bond.
No, the most American game that you can play would be Monopoly.
Ugh. Capitalism. My most primal fear is the Monopoly man. I don't like him.
Why? He's just creepy?
I just hate him. I've played Monopoly too many times in my life. That's a lot of time I can't get back.
I have learned that you have to cheat in Monopoly.
You do.
And bribe.
Yeah. Sometimes I cheat so people know that I'm cheating so they don't ask me to play again.
Well, like, whenever, like, what I do and what I try to do is I, like, hoard money away so no one sees all the money I have. Yeah. Which I guess, what is it called now? Embezzling.
I just, like, sneak the property cards off the table, and I'm like, oh, this, I've always had this. There's actually a Monopoly.
I did play Monopoly with you once. You're like, I'll handle the property.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's all coming out. Play. There is a Monopoly for cheaters version.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else. What other games?
Cornhole. Very American.
I would also fail at that.
No, shooting.
Beer pong.
Beer pong.
Yes.
And like skeet shoots.
Yeah, we would have too much fun with that. Or, oh my god, paintball.
I gotta say, I feel like, especially in the South, if we played Squid Games, the first thing everyone would do is get rid of the bunk beds and build their own barricades.
100%.
Be like, this is my property.
This is my property. I will kill
you. No one touch me.
Step on my property.
Right.
But I think that's all we have for today, guys.
Yeah.
So definitely go watch go watch Squid Games.
Go watch Calamari Activities.
Calamari Activities. Tell us what you think. If your opinions are different, let us know.
Yeah.
Or let us know what we need to add. But other than that, I think we're hitting out November with I Just Can't Talk Right Now Block.
I know, we've got a lot of new releases, so we're trying to figure out which movies we can, like, have access to.
Yeah, without...
Dune, for sure.
Yes, because I have that for free on HBO.
But, like, The French Dispatch and, Last Night in Soho. If they don't come this month, they'll come next month.
Yeah, we're definitely going to give it to you guys. Don't worry.
Yeah. Just me and Ashlyn don't have money.
We don't got the money. If you
tickets expensive.
If we get more watches, we can have the money.
Right,
we'll go straight
right.
to buying the movies.
Fund us.
But we'll talk.
Guillermo!
Watch what we do in the shadows. Okay.
All right. We'll speak to you later.
Yes, talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.